afternoon news. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here with me, and on the phone is Attorney Jeff Schwab. He is the senior attorney for the Liberty Justice Center, and you filed a lawsuit on behalf of Chicago public school parents against the CTU. And do you expect that to be looked at or heard this afternoon?
Probably not this afternoon, but we're hoping as early as Monday we can get before a judge and on an emergency motion basis. And hopefully the judge will find that the CTU's actions are illegal and join them from striking.
What is your argument for their being illegal?
So there's two basic arguments. First is under the collective bargaining agreement that's in effect between the union and the school district, it says they can't strike. If they did strike, that would be a violation. And then secondly, under Illinois law, there are a set of conditions that are required to be met before the union can go on strike. One of them is that the collective bargaining agreement either has to be terminated or it has to be expired. And obviously in this case, that's not the case. That's not true. Another one is that it requires CTU to give CPS 10 days notice after its members vote to go on strike. And obviously we know in this case, CPS and CPS parents were given less than 10 hours of notice before CTU said that their teachers wouldn't show up in person.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the parent who is leading this. Is her name Laura Golden? Laurel Golden?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, she said, throughout this entire pandemic, our kids have paid a tremendous price for adults' mistakes and miscalculations, and now the teachers' union has hastily and recklessly put them on their political roller coaster again. She is the lead plaintiff in this lawsuit and a CPS parent, and she said, the science is clear, and so is the desire of parents. Our kids need and deserve to be in school. This illegal strike must end immediately, and we must get kids back into the classroom. Do you really think they'll be back in the classroom on Monday?
Obviously, let's hope that CPS and CTU can negotiate and figure out a way to get kids back in school, because obviously the last 3 days haven't been good for anybody who has kids in school and CPS. But if they can't, then we're gonna ask the judge to stop CTU's strike, and because it really shouldn't be CTU's unilateral decision to decide that remote learning or in this case no learning is preferable to having kids and teachers in school in person.
And how many parents have signed on to this? How many people do you have, you know, that support this as opposed to parents who would rather keep their kids home?
Well, we have seven plaintiffs, and we think that's enough. There's no reason that we have to have a class action lawsuit in this case. But I'll tell you that I've had lots of other parents come up to me or say to me that they'd like to be involved. And just as a matter of practicality, we can't add everybody. We have these seven parents. Some of them are first responders. We have a firefighter, single dad, and obviously not having school is hard for his son and his schedule. We have other kids who have special needs where being in school and having the teacher and support staff that they have is important for their not only their academic education but their socialization and other needs that they have. So this is significant, and obviously we went through this last year, and the teachers union did the same thing, threatened to strike when they didn't want to go back to, or they didn't want to have the hybrid model that CPS was trying to implement at this time last year.
This is Jeff Schwab. He's a senior attorney for the Liberty Justice Center, and he filed the lawsuit on behalf of CPS parents against the Chicago Teachers Union. And what's your question for him, Steve?
Well, Jeff, you know, the teachers would respond to you by saying that they're willing to work. They just want to work remotely like they did last year. I mean, how would you answer that sort of response to your lawsuit?
Yeah, just to point out, the teachers, obviously, I think, have to argue that this isn't a strike, because if they admit that it is a strike, it's so clearly illegal that they wouldn't be able to make an argument, a straightforward, reasonable argument. But my response to that is, that's exactly what a strike is. CPS offered certain conditions for the employment of teachers, and those were that they show up in person, and CTU decided that they weren't going to honor those conditions and said, we're willing to work only for a different set of conditions. Well, that's exactly what a strike is. In 2019, when the teachers union admittedly went on strike, they weren't saying they weren't ever going to teach. They were saying, hey, we'll teach, but under this set of conditions of wages and benefits. And CPS said, no, we're only willing to offer you these wages and benefits. And so that's exactly what CTU did before. They said, we're willing to teach just under these conditions, these wages and benefit conditions that we want. And that's what they're doing now. They're saying, hey, we're willing to teach, just not under the conditions, the in-person conditions that you set forth, under these remote conditions that we've set forth. That's exactly what a strike is.
We've got a text from 708. It said, I 1,000% agree with the parental lawsuit against CTU, and I live in the suburbs and have no skin in the game either way, but I think you've got support for this. And then from 773, does a complainant understand CTU did not vote to strike? They voted to work remote.
Yeah, I think I just answered
you did.
That question.
You covered that. Yeah.
Jeff, you know, I'm also in contact here texting with WGN's Eric Rung, who's covering the story for TV on the TV side, and he wonders if this is happening anywhere else in the country where the teachers have refused to work and there's a quasi strike. Do you know of any other?
I'm not familiar. However, you know, I think there were. I just read something in the Wall Street Journal today saying that in Arizona they have a law that allows lower income parents and students, when there is a work stoppage, not just for a teacher strike, but if school's not in session at all, that they compensate them and allow them to use that money so they can get kids to daycare or to other academic schooling or something like that. And so, you know, I think there are options out there that would help kids, you know, particularly the kids in need that need to be in school on a daily basis, the kids that get their school lunch from the school and really whose parents are hardworking parents that just, you know, can't take the time off or can't afford to pay for daycare for their kids while they're not in school.
This is Jeff Schwab, the senior attorney at Liberty Justice Center. He filed the lawsuit on behalf of CPS parents against the Chicago Teachers Union. And our listeners are smart and they're fast with texting. 630 just said, Illinois needs the Arizona school program. The Arizona Department of Education pays for the educational services for students in institutional and residential settings through this voucher program. Arizona state law allows students to apply for admission to any public school, and then I lost my deck, but they continued on. But that's exactly what you were talking about. Is that something you would like to see happen in this state?
Well, I just think it's an idea, right? And this is what's happening with COVID, and kids aren't in school, and obviously, you know, that's a decision that I think needs to be addressed by everybody. And the problem and the reason that we filed this lawsuit is because in this case, it's the teachers union has unilaterally made that decision, and we think that that's the wrong decision. It shouldn't be the teachers union that solely gets to decide when it is or isn't safe for students to be in school. That's a decision that requires the input of all the interested parties, and including teachers, but also including the parents and including the principals and other staff. The Omicron variant gets to a point where they have to shut down a specific classroom or a school or something like that, obviously we're not opposed to keeping kids safe. What we're opposed to is the union violating the law to unilaterally decide what's best for the kids without the parents' input.
So you're hoping that they'll hear this on Monday?
That's the plan.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, Jeff.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Schwab, senior attorney, Liberty Justice Center.